Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Maurie Morgan and I'm at the IoT Festival and I'm joined here with Thomas Alomes. Thank you very much, Thomas, for joining me. This is your event. You are the General Manager of Vimero Institute, which is organising this event today.
Yes, and it's going really well. Excited to have good engagement from our attendees and happy to be speaking to you.
Fantastic. Now, this is the second IoT Festival that's been run. First one was in Melbourne last year, about the same time, I assume.
Yes, same date. So we're really anchoring it around kind of beginning of June as really kind of a stake in the ground and has a marquee event for the industry.
Yep, excellent. And in terms of the word festival, I think you've hit the word on the mark here because it does feel more like a festival this year, bigger space in the middle, a lot more opportunities to network, which is great.
And definitely, and that was part of, so today's the conference element and then tomorrow we've actually got field tours.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking a select group around Melbourne to visit basically IoT in action. So think of it as more as a festival rather than just a conference that's a bit more passive. It's actually an active festival.
Perfect.
And in 2019, we've got some more kind of exciting things to add on to that as a festival program.
Well, great. Well, you are growing. You had about 500 attendees last year. What's the current account today?
So we've got, we had 800 registrations and we actually hit the venue capacity. So we sold out and we had to close off again. So I think it's just growing. Interest in the industry is growing, but also ensuring that we get the right people there.
Yep.
So, which is what we're more interested in than pure kind of vanity metrics around how many people, but that's been really good to see this year.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing a lot of familiar faces from last year and other IoT events, so you are attracting the right audience, which is fantastic. Now, last year was very much about kickstarting, getting started, IoT Festival off the ground. There was a lot of talk of the future last year, but I'm seeing a lot more real use cases here.
Yeah, definitely. So last year was focusing on the kind of aspirational side of IoT. As with any emerging technologies, there's so much potential there. There's so much excitement. There's so much that can be achieved, which is great because it draws people in. Gets people engaged. But what we really wanted to focus on this year was taking that next step and that maturity and going, well, how is this actually being implemented in businesses now?
Yep.
What's on the horizon, the kind of near horizon around that? And how can we actually move past from a bit of a hype to actually going, well, this needs to be an imperative to get implemented in Australia and the region today?
Yep, agree. Has there been any particular presentations that have happened already? We're at the halfway mark on the first day, so there's obviously things happening this afternoon that you like, that stood out for you?
I think one really interesting one was from Meat and Livestock Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So the body around, obviously, meat and livestock, it's kind of livestock industry in Australia, massive, massive traditional Australian industry.
Yes.
And we had Sean Starling, their manager of innovation, speak around what they're doing in the IoT and autonomous drone and vehicle space, which was fascinating. So basically, they've got a $170 million fund that they go out and partner with.
Mm-hmm.
So it really hit the nail on the head in terms of an Australian industry talking about collaboration. They actually want to get partners in. And also, it had some videos of some very cool drones that they've got from the US military.
Yeah, right.
And just taking the machine gun off it and, you know, you can put a weed sprayer or something onto it. So, but it's saying that there's existing technology and that's been out there for a decade with the US military, but going, how can we implement this in a big traditional, which a lot of the time doesn't mean necessarily innovative industry, and really solve a lot of the problems that we're facing. Yeah, so I think there's a great opportunity there. So that was very interesting. One of the other ones that I really enjoyed was from Mike Nelson from DigiCert.
Mm-hmm.
So flown in from the United States, so world expert in cybersecurity, in IoT. So really discussing around security as an absolute must-have and starting from that point that really it needs to be baked in, not bolted on. So that was a great presentation as well.
Well, that's good. That seems a common theme. I guess the challenge with IoT is that IoT devices are often made by the lowest bidder around the world, not necessarily under the jurisdiction of Australian standards or GDPR regulations, for example, and then end up at our local Dick Smith's or, you know, perhaps more industrial, but still not that baked in, as you said. There's an event today. There's a panel discussion at 4 o'clock on cybersecurity. We'll be talking a little bit more about those issues with Matt Tett, who's the MD of NX Test Lab.
Yep.
I imagine, I'm not sure what he's going to be talking about, but any insights?
So Matt's also the head of the IoTAA workstream. I think it's 5. I may have got the wrong number, but around cybersecurity. So he really, really knows his stuff. And we're probably seeing a bit of a discussion around establishing standards and getting standards that are actually more widespread and accepted.
Sure.
So you do have something that businesses and consumers can trust when they're using an internet-enabled or connected device, that it's going to have that security level.
What about penalties? That's the question. Because they will cut corners. We know that's a fact.
Yeah, definitely. I think in terms of legislation, that's something that, and I mean, Matt, for instance, sits on some government advisory boards.
Right.
Working around that. I think what you're probably going to see first is companies will basically not partner with others unless they can prove that. So something like GDPR, for instance, is really changing the game in terms of security and data security and changing the mindset.
Yep.
Because if you're a insert large corporate here, you just can't bear the risk of partnering with a provider unless they can guarantee that their device is secure.
That's
because
right.
if that's the weak link that breaks and you lose your customer data, well, under things like GDPR and other, I mean, even brand damage alone, it's going to be you that suffers.
That's right. Well, that's probably a good segue to talk about the upcoming event that you have, which is Cyber in Business, which is on the 3rd of September in Sydney.
Yes, it is. So now in its, I think it's in its 4th year. So that's really, as it says on the packet, Cyber in Business. So it's all talking about cybersecurity applied to businesses and actually going, again, all those things around how can you make your business cyber resilient, how can you look at it from basically a complete shift in attitude, the way that you work in that. So it's been a great event in the past few years. Really looking forward to having it again in Sydney. There's obviously a lot of events out there, and especially in cybersecurity. There's not actually that many happening in Sydney this year, and we thought we'd really – it's previously been run in Sydney and Melbourne. We thought we actually don't want to kind of saturate the market and exhaust people, essentially. We'd like to focus on Sydney this year, so we're looking forward to another great event there.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. And registration is open if you're super mega early bird.
Super early bird. So basically, for people that have previously been to the event, usually come along and actually can say, well, this is fantastic, I'll sign up again next year. So we like to reward them with a bit of a discount. So.
Excellent. Great job. Well, cool. Thomas Alomes, thank you very much. General Manager of Vumero Institute, who put on this amazing event here today. Very much look forward to all of your IoT events. They're great presentations. It's not just about theory now. It's about real use cases, which is fantastic.
Definitely.
Thank you
so much, Murray.